All right, welcome everybody to the situation update for New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2020. This is Mike Adams here of naturalnews.com. I want to wish you a happy New Year's Eve and remind you to stay off the streets, stay away from the bars, and definitely don't go out driving tonight unless you can dodge other drunk drivers. But yeah, be safe because we need you. We need all the patriots to be ready to witness what's about to happen. Major things are taking place, and the overall message here today, it's pretty extraordinary. Things are lining up for the real potential now for a January 6th miracle, you might call it. I don't know. Personally, I don't think Trump's going to win on January 6th, but things are lining up to make it possible that he could. In any case, even if he doesn't, things are being put into place to make sure he has the power to nullify the fraudulent election after the 6th anyway. But in terms of what happened yesterday, we had, let's see, three U.S. senators stood up and said they're going to challenge the election, the electoral results on January 6th. That was started by Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri. Of course, Josh Hawley has been really good about big tech censorship, you know, trying to stop the censorship. And then we had, joining him, Tommy Tuberville, the senator-elect from Tennessee, and Jeff Duncan from South Carolina. And Josh Hawley said he would object, quote, to highlight the failure of some states, including notably Pennsylvania, to follow their own election laws, as well as the unprecedented interference of big tech monopolies in the election. Yeah, you tell him, Mr. Hawley. You tell him he brought in big tech and pointed out that the election was rigged by big tech's censorship of Trump supporters. And we're all still censored. And I'm still banned everywhere on every platform you can think of. But something else also happened yesterday. Dominion voting machines were hacked live during a Georgia Senate hearing. It's extraordinary. We've covered this at naturalnews.com. You definitely want to check this out. So Jovan Pulitzer, I think that's how you pronounce his first name, Jovan, he testified live during the Georgia Senate hearing that his team of white hat hackers was able to gain access to the Dominion voting machines remotely and to gain full control over them. And we posted a story about this on Natural News and also the video on Brighteon.com. And he said, quote, at this very moment at a polling location in the county, he's talking about Fulton County, not only do we now have access through the devices to the poll pad, the system, but we are in. And it's not supposed to have Wi-Fi, and that's not supposed to be able to happen. So we've documented now it's communicating two ways in real time, meaning it's receiving data and sending data. Boom! He says that should never happen, shouldn't be Wi-Fi. We've now documented it in real time. That's going on right there where everyone is voting. And this is happening in Georgia, where the runoff election is about to take place. Now, folks, what this means is that every election that used Dominion machines in America is uncertifiable. Every election, every county, every state that certified these results certified fraudulent results that cannot be certified legally. And what it also means is that every state official who certified these results knowingly, knowing that these machines had two-way communication, knowing that they could be hacked or remotely altered, every official committed treason and fraud and has now subjected themselves to arrest and prosecution for treason. Now, Jovan Pulitzer went on to explain here statistically, what can be going on when you have an operation like this is that as that data is being exchanged and somebody is in it, can actually siphon off that data, modify that data, and feed it right back into the system, or kind of do a pump and dump in real time. Not only are you in the system, but then once you get into the machine, you can do stuff in real time, changing it with intent. So after that bombshell testimony today, which is only now beginning to be understood by everybody else. I mean, the election was null and void. The election was fraudulent. Dominion systems can be remotely controlled. The Georgia State Senate Judiciary Subcommittee unanimously passed a motion to audit Fulton County's absentee ballots. And that's from the State Farm Arena vote. And this audit would allow them to take a look at the difference between the actual ballots versus what the machines reported. This is going to turn up absolute proof of the fraud. This is going to show that the election was completely rigged, that the results are not certifiable. Now, Bobby Payton, who I've mentioned the last couple of days, the mathematician I interviewed about all of this, who's talked about phantom voters, he says, here's a testimony from Georgia. He's linking to the video. The fraud in Georgia far exceeds what I uncovered in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Stacey Abrams, who helped the steal in Arizona, needs to be arrested, as does the Secretary of State of Georgia and any other complicit in this federal crime. That's Bobby Payton. Now, there's more. There's more. That's right. In an appearance on Newsmax TV on Tuesday, Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller explained, and this is from trendingpolitics.com, explained that there is specific evidence. This is the phrase he's using, specific evidence that Team Trump hopes to show to a joint session of Congress when lawmakers meet on January 6th to count the ballots per the Constitution. And he also said this specific evidence has never been presented in the courts, though it's unclear why, writes Trending Politics. So you're beginning to get the picture here? They've got some bombshell evidence, maybe D-class evidence, and they're going to show the members of Congress on January 6th before they vote on which electoral slate to accept. Yeah, bombshell evidence coming. Maybe this is the Kraken evidence. All right, now, Vice President Pence then also has canceled his January 6th trip to Israel. Now, VP Pence, who I'm calling the traitor-elect, because we're not sure yet if he's going to betray our country on January 6th, but I suspect he will. And I noticed that a lot of the rhinos out there are defending Pence. Oh, he's a good man. Yeah. Well, guess what? If you don't stand up for Trump now, you're not a good man, period. If you don't stand up for the country now, if you allow America to be handed over to communists and their CCP puppets like Joe Biden, you're not a good man, period. Whether your name is Pence or anybody else or McConnell or anything. And speaking of McConnell, the rumor is that McConnell and Pelosi are now conspiring to try to change the rules of Congress to disallow objections on January 6th. Yeah, the turtle is trying to conspire with the traitor to screw America one more time, because it's not enough yet that McConnell is, you know, with his wife, who's basically a Chinese spy contact. You know, I mean, the whole family is totally corrupt by the CCP. So Mitch McConnell just wants to stick that knife in and twist it a little more. If he does that, you know what? Just flat out, I'm going to call for him to be arrested and politically hanged, you know, because the traitors have got to be stopped. And I did say politically, by the way. What I mean is totally removed from office, but really charged with treason for that as well. These people are carrying out crimes against America, and Trump is making a list, and he's checking it twice. And on January 6th, we're going to find out who's naughty or nice. That's right. Trumpo Claus is coming to town, and he's carrying an arrest warrant for all of the treasonous traitors, and the list is getting quite large. Now, Trump tweeted out, quote, a group of Republican lawmakers in Pennsylvania says 200,000 more votes were counted in the 2020 election than voters. And 100% of those extras went to Biden. State Representative Frank Ryan said they found troubling discrepancies after an analysis of election day data. This is far more votes than is needed by me to win Pennsylvania, not to mention hundreds of thousands of votes in other categories. All other swing states show likewise. We need new and energetic Republican leadership. This cannot stand, he says. This cannot stand. Now, that's critical, because he doesn't plan to allow this to stand. And that is now obvious because one of the Trump attorneys, Jenna Ellis, has given an interview. Let's see. She was on with Newsmax, and this story was covered by the Epoch Times. And she says, quote, they need to recognize that President Donald Trump absolutely gets the same opportunities to argue his case that President George Bush did in 2000. And to treat him differently than every other sitting president in every other election is manifestly unfair according to due process and our Constitution. You see what she's doing here? She's setting up the argument for Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and military authority. That's right. Jenna Ellis is saying that the courts have failed and that due process has been denied to the president, and that this process that's being weaponized against him is unconstitutional. She goes on to say, quote, the court has partaken in dereliction of duty and fidelity to the U.S. Constitution by refusing to take up cases. If this election and all of the fraud is not corrected by January 6th, she says, there's been a failure to handle election fraud cases in the judicial branch the entire way down. So you see, what Ellis realizes here, and I think what Sidney Powell realizes, and even Rudy Giuliani, is Trump never expected to win any of the court cases. What he was doing was documenting the corruption and the fraud and the treason of the court system and the Supreme Court. That's all. Trump is just making a list of who to arrest. He's making the treason list. Justice Roberts is on that treason list. And all kinds of judges and governors and state secretaries, you know, Raffensperger, Kemp, Newsom, no doubt. Guess who's on the list? Yep, they're on the treason list. That's all this is about, showing that the president has been denied due process and the president has been attacked in a way that is unconstitutional, and that this cannot stand. Trump said it himself. This is why I think he says there's going to be a wild party on January 6th in Washington, D.C. And by the way, on December 16th, Trump did something very, very clever and very quietly. He says, he wrote a memorandum that's published at whitehouse.gov. It says, I am continuing for 1 year the national emergency declared in Executive Order 13818 with respect to serious human rights abuses and corruption. And that memorandum is titled Text of a Notice on the Continuation of the National Emergency with Respect to Serious Human Rights Abuses, Abuse and Corruption. He extends it for a year. Why? Because in that original executive order that he has now extended, it allows anybody engaged in human rights abuses to be essentially arrested and have all their assets seized. Guess who's engaged in human rights abuses? All of the top Democrats who were engaged in child trafficking. That's right. Human trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking, and also being complicit with the CCP and their human rights abuses. And I'm telling you, there are many top members of the GOP and the DNC. Some of them are senators. Some are members of the House. They are child traffickers, and they are about to go down because Trump just signed an extension on this. That combined with the executive order on foreign interference, plus all of this now bombshell evidence that the Dominion machines were remotely rigged, the election was fraudulent, it was an act of cyber warfare. Yeah, Trump is going to bypass the courts and he's going to invoke something that will be truly epic. Now, Laura Trump has given an interview to Dr. Gina Loudon. Laura Trump is explaining what she says happens on January 6th. And some others out there have tried to explain this as well. I know there's a lot of different opinions on this, including from Representative Mo Brooks. But Laura Trump then, and by the way, I'm not sure that she's got this right, but here's what she said. She was talking about what happens if there's an objection raised to the electoral votes. And she says that as far as the House is concerned, it is each delegation. She was talking about the Senate gets, you know, each senator gets a vote and then the House votes, but she says it's a delegation vote in the House. She continues, so that doesn't mean each House member gets a vote, it's each delegation. So each state gets a vote. So what's really interesting about this, Dr. Gina, the Republicans are in control of 30 of those votes. The Democrats are in control of only 20. So if it comes down to a vote and the Republicans in the House and the Senate decide, gosh, there was so much fraud in this election, we have evidence of it. She goes on to say, Donald Trump remains president of the United States for the next 4 years. I don't think she's got this right. I think the House is going to vote based on the members. And I think that Pelosi will likely still be in power, although there's a chance that she wouldn't be, depending on what happens on January 3rd. But she's going to say, no, each member gets a vote, and she's going to try to ram that down everybody's throats as quickly as possible so they can basically accept the Biden electors. But there are so many wild cards in this right now. We don't know what Trump's going to present to Congress before all of that. We don't know what other declassification is going to come in the next few days. We don't know what else was found out about the Nashville bombing and the CIA and the FBI being behind that, and whether or not they got caught. We don't know what's going to come of this new bombshell of the Dominion machines being hacked live during the Georgia hearing. I mean, this means the Georgia election that's coming up is null and void. The runoff election is null and void, and the entire original election in Georgia is null and void. Probably the two Republican senators already won, and they don't even have to have a runoff. So this is where we are right now. It's going to get crazy between now and January 6th, but including January 6th. I'm telling you, I have a feeling about this. I have a feeling that Trump has got his Trump cards up his sleeve, and he is making that list, that treason list that I talked about. I have a feeling we're going to see some bombshells dropped like we've never seen before. And the biggest last bombshell is going to drop on January 6th to try to sway that vote. And wouldn't it be amazing? I'm not saying this is what it's going to be, but wouldn't it be amazing if Trump presented information to Congress, you know, walked out in front of Congress, a joint session, and said, okay, we got some information for everybody here. Are you listening? Pay attention. Here's the information. Boom. Folder. Joe Biden is a treasonous, corrupt official. We're going to arrest him tomorrow. And here's all his ties to China, financial ties, bank records, you know, the Hunter Biden hard drive, everything. Here it is. If you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting for someone that you know is a criminal, and you will be removed from office. You know, something like that. Wouldn't that be amazing? Again, I'm not sure if that's what's going to happen, but maybe it's a giant D-class dump. It's like, hey, here's information on, 78 senators and, 247 members of the House. You're all going to be arrested tomorrow, so this is your last vote. Do what you want to do. I mean, this kind of stuff is coming because Trump holds all the cards, and he's not acting like somebody who's going away anytime soon. And he's not doing any kind of transition to Joe Biden. Now, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if this is going to get resolved on January 6th. I kind of doubt it. But I think that January 6th will be the day where Trump knows that then every possible legal route has been exhausted. Every congressional route, every court route basically has been exhausted by that time. And then Trump will be free to invoke the next options, which are the Insurrection Act or, you know, military authority, seize the machines, seize the ballots, unleash the special forces, unleash whatever plan that Chris Miller has with that he had talked about with Mike Pence, unleash all of that, save the Republic, arrest the traitors, and then Trump gets sworn in for a second term on January 20th. I think that's where we're headed with this. Frankly, I have a strong vibe about what's coming. And I think that Trump tried everything to get the courts to solve this so that he did not have to invoke those options. And this is why he was brainstorming and almost probably frantically in the White House, is trying, you know, the attorneys, the Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Flynn, everybody was trying to figure out, how do we solve this in the courts so we don't have to go there? Well, guess what? You're going to have to go there unless our legislators come to their senses on January 6th. And that's asking a lot for a bunch of rhinos and a bunch of sellouts and a bunch of deep state traitors, isn't it? It's asking a lot for them to come to their senses, but maybe they will. History is unfolding. So that's my update for today. And thank you for tolerating this abbreviated format. There's a lot happening today. This is actually an action-packed, well, yesterday and today, I would say. It's been an action-packed time, and there's probably more going to happen tomorrow as well. So folks, be safe. You know, celebrate tonight with the understanding that there's real reason to have hope for the future of America, and also knowing that, hey, if Trump doesn't solve this, it's we the people, and probably we the people go active shortly after January 6th anyway. Because nobody wants to live under the tyranny of communism, and nobody accepts a fraudulent, criminal, stolen election. which is exactly what this was. We are under no obligation to accept it, and we do not consent to the election theft, and we, the people, will make this country ungovernable if they try to shove it down our throats and put dementia patient Biden in charge. He doesn't even know what day it is half the time. He still thinks Kamala's running for president. Whatever. All right, thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Have a great New Year's Eve. Be safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow with another update. Take care.